The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. There. Great. So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to see you all. Lovely to be with you and feel your presence wherever in the world you are. So, for today's practice together, let us continue our exploration of the eight pillars of joy. So we have explored, we started with perspective, and let's see, we moved on to humility. Last time we explored humor, which was quite a lot of fun. I left the session feeling more lighthearted and more joyful, and I hope it was the same way for you. I see nods and smiles. So humor can always be revisited. We can't have enough of humor as a perspective to see things, because things are serious and they're also quite funny in this human life, both a tragedy and a comedy. So this time we have come to the fourth pillar, and the fourth pillar is acceptance. And why is acceptance a pillar of joy? Well, let's consider. If there was no acceptance, if one rejected, if one was in conflict, if one were to be in conflict with the reality of this moment, it would be hard to be joyful. There would be a sense of conflict, a sense of it shouldn't be this way, a contraction, etc., etc. So in that way, of course, acceptance makes sense. And just to say a couple words about acceptance before we do our meditation together. Acceptance is very different from giving up. It's not the same as resignation. Acceptance and resignation are two very different concepts. So when we talk about acceptance, we just mean accepting the reality that already is. It's already this way. If it could have been changed, it would have been. So it is this way. So acceptance simply means allowing, opening up, accepting that it is like this right now, whether internally or externally, that it is like this right now. Whether it's internal acceptance, say a difficult emotion arises, sadness arises, oh, I don't want to be sad. I'm always sad. Oh, I want to be happy. I'm at happy hour. Ah, well, that's resistance. That in and of itself, that lack of acceptance of what is here already can cause more upset, more contraction, more suffering. Acceptance in this case means, oh, sadness arising. Can I allow it to be? It's here. Yeah, it's here already. Yeah. Can I open up to it how things are right now or externally in the world? Acceptance doesn't mean not working for change, not being motivated to both shift and change things internally, cultivate things internally, shift and change. And externally, it doesn't mean that at all. That would be resignation. If you resign, well, the world's gone to pot. It is what it is. I'll just be a doormat and just let things be. That's not acceptance. That's resignation. Acceptance is, yes, things are challenging in the world right now. Global warming or whatever else you want to pick and choose in what's happening externally in your life or in the world. Can I accept that this is the way it is right now? It's just accepting the reality of the moment so that we can have a stepping stone, we can have a foothold. When there is acceptance, when there is allowing, then we can actually work for change. Until something is seen, accepted for what it is, it cannot be worked with, worked through, or shifted. But if we resist that, I don't want it to be this way, make it go away, if we deny what is already here, there is no place to start. There is no foothold. There is no place to even get our head around it or our heart around it. So acceptance is just that. It's simply allowing what already is here to be. And another word for it can be acknowledgement. It's acknowledging. It's acknowledging that it's here without fighting it. So acknowledgement without resistance equals acceptance. Acknowledgement without resistance means acceptance in this moment. So with that definition, because it can be so easily confused, acceptance with resignation, etc. So now I'd like to invite you to let go of all the words and land in your body. Let's start our meditation together. Landing in the body. If you need to move and shift in order to sit up straighter, or if you need to lie down in order to be comfortable, see what your body needs. Be attuned. Allowing, acknowledging, accepting the needs of this body right now. And landing. Settling in. Letting go of all the thoughts, all the words. And just being simple. And simply being. Let the body be relaxed and soft. Let your awareness not be in the control tower of the head, but move down through your chest. Come down to your lower abdomen. As if your abdomen, your belly, is an organ of perception. Perceiving, receiving the breath, the sensations of the breath on its own. As if your mind was in your belly. Sensing, feeling every movement of the breath. Letting the whole body relax, be soft, drop, Land in your sit bones. Taking the next three out breaths. At the out breath, to let go and land more deeply into the body, releasing tension. More at the next out breath. And opening up the whole body as if the whole body, your feet, your legs, your relaxed sit bones, your abdomen, your chest, your face, your relaxed jaw, forehead, neck, shoulders, hands, arms, the entire body, soft and relaxed, an organ of perception, receiving the breath, filling out with each breath, with each in-breath. And relaxing, letting go with each out breath. With a relaxed body, just receiving each breath and settling. And if thoughts arise, no problem. Letting them relax, release, feeling embodied, bringing awareness to the body. Letting the thoughts be settled in the body, released, let go of, with the breath in the body. as the body is relaxed, receiving the breath as an organ of perception. Notice, let yourself be aware if there are any sensations in the body that are less than pleasant. Something unpleasant or even painful. Maybe a muscle is tight. Or an area is heavy or tender. Somewhere in the body. It's not so pleasant feeling right now. And just as if you had a friend visiting who was hurting and just wanted your presence. That there's nothing you could do in the moment, but just giving, accepting that, yeah, my friend isn't feeling so well, with a sense of openness and kindness, just accepting the friend's presence just as it is, just as they are feeling. Making space to just sit, to just be, allow the friend to be hurt or sad or whatever it is. The same way, is it possible to allow the reality of this moment, this part of the body, being creaky or painful, to be just as it is. And accepting, allowing it to be without pushing it away. Pushing the feelings away. Relaxing into the reality of this moment. This body is like this right now. Yeah. Okay. It's all right. I can be with it and breathe. Make space. Be relaxed around it. Let it be just as it is in this moment. And noticing how this lack of resistance, not resisting it, letting it be, might create more space, more ease around it and about it. And as you breathe, receiving the breath in the body. Letting yourself enjoy the breath. There can be the delight and joy of breathing. Sense of spacious, relaxed awareness. The sense of ease, delight, and joy can be present when the discomfort is accepted, not resisted. Both can be present, both joy and ease, and the discomfort. When challenges, discomfort isn't resisted, there's no resistance. There's much more space to hold joy and ease. Because the challenge is not the center piece anymore. It doesn't take the center stage, the physical discomfort. The resistance makes it actually harder, more painful, more tight. Receiving the breath with ease. With delight. Allowing there to be a sense of openness, acceptance, kindness, kindness with the body, with the mind. Now, if you wish, another invitation. Perhaps as you're staying with the body, receiving the breath, as you let the center of gravity be in the body, not move to the head, in the body, bring to mind with the next breath, something in your day or yesterday that you're resisting, something that is happening right now in your life, in the world, that is the reality of how things are in this moment in time. That there was some resistance. Wanting it not to be this way, wanting it to be different. And see what happens if we open up the heart and mind that yes, it is this way right now. Acknowledging without resistance that it is like this right now. If it could have been different, if causes and conditions were different, it would have been. It is like this right now. And allowing, accepting the reality. Even if you may not like it, it is like this right now. Can I not resist it? Noticing how the lack of resistance can relax your body, relax your mind. With this issue, so there can be more space, more stability, more available to actually work with it, work through it. That there is more capacity for joy, for ease. And how it can actually allow you to open up to kindness and compassion for yourself and others, if applicable. And for the last moments of this practice period, allowing whatever this practice period was, whether you're sleepy, the mind was going this way and that, filled with thoughts, allowing the reality of what this was to be just that, meeting it with a smile, acknowledging, respecting that it was what it was, not resisting the past, and offering your practice up, putting it on the altar, proverbial altar of the universe, as you're offering the best that was possible in this moment, given everything that had come before this moment. Letting go of outcome and appreciating yourself for having shown up. Appreciating your own inner goodness. Thank you all for your practice. So, change the settings. So the idea of acknowledging without resistance, accepting, it's as if we're meeting, as if we're meeting reality. Meeting it instead of running away or resisting, la la la, I don't want to acknowledge it. We meet reality, we face it, we touch into it, yep, yep. And there is some gentleness, softness, and yep, it's like this right now, it's like this right now. Then having a foothold to work with how things are. So if you'd like to share any reflections on how this practice was for you, you are welcome to do that right now. You can unmute yourself if you want to share, or you can type it in chat. What did you notice? What did you notice? Bill offers, I was resisting sitting still in this meditation. resisting sitting still, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to say more about that, Bill?
I don't know what to say. It just gave me some immediate experience of trying to accept something, and as opposed to just creating needless conflict in myself. I guess it's all I have to say.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's fantastic. I love the way you put it. So instead of creating needless conflict, oh, there was this resistance of, oh, was there, when you noticed the resistance and the need and the lack of the need for the conflict, was there a little more landing, letting go in the mind or the body? Did you notice that?
I didn't notice one way or another.
Notice next time.
Okay.
So that's the invitation. Notice next time when we notice, there's no need to resist, no need for this conflict. Something lets go. in the mind or in the body. Just something releases ever so slight. So become sensitive to that, because that's that release, that freedom, that momentary freedom is a taste of freedom, is a taste of ease. Nibbana, awakening, is a taste of that, is that letting go. Great. Thank you. Nancy offers, from the Book of Joy, was reflecting on acceptance, the only place where change can begin. So in the Book of Joy, it's offered, these eight pillars are all offered one after another. In fact, the place that is the place to start is perspective. As not acceptance, perspective is the place to start. And we spent three different sessions with perspective, because that is so, so important. And then I think that's why acceptance is perhaps number four. So not a place to begin, but something to consider, Nancy. Vicky offers, I was trying to accept all the crazy things in the news, but it is very difficult. Yeah. I was waiting for that to come up. Thank you, Vicky. Again, I think it's really, really important to distinguish between acceptance as acknowledging and not resisting reality. Yeah, things in the news in the U.S. are crazy, crazy things. Just as you say, it's unbelievable. and it's different from resignation. It's certainly different from resignation to country's going to pots. Yeah. So it's very different. So my invitation for you is to maybe work with the word acknowledge without resistance instead of the word accept, because that can easily be confused physically. Yeah. Great. Thank you. With a resignation. Thank you for bringing that up, Vicky. Very, very important point. Very important point. Diana offers, I had people moving into the complex. I had to investigate, so not resisting. So you had people moving around you, Diana, so there was a sense of not resisting the commotion around you. Is that what
the noise? The noise was interfering with my meditation.
Uh-huh.
So I felt I had to get up and see, and they nearly broke one of the tree branches down. So
yeah,
they tried very hard to accept and
allow. Yeah. So I appreciate you bringing that up. That's actually very important, because it often happens that, especially when our expectation is, the situation with breaking a branch, that's something different. But with noise alone, with sounds alone, it's very common for meditators, especially beginning meditators, to think that things need to be quiet. It needs to be quiet in order for me to be able to meditate. And there can be so much suffering happening when there's noise around. I've seen that in so many meditators, especially on meditation retreats, where the idea people have in their minds is, oh, I've come to a meditation retreat, but this person next to me is breathing loud, or the door closes, or the bird is singing. Well, the whole idea of meditating is being allowing, meeting reality just as it is. Yes, it's loud outside. Yes, this person is breathing noisily next to me. It's actually, we learn, it's not about making conditions perfect. That's not the point of meditation. The point of this meditative practice, mindfulness meditation, is to learn to have an openness, to have happiness and joy, no matter what, to have peace of mind, even if there is noise outside, even if the person next to us is breathing loud or slamming the door, so that we can cultivate that peace within. So I'm so glad you brought this up, because acceptance, allowing, it's really about allowing or meeting the reality. It's like this, if one resists it, and I'm going on, not necessarily directed to you, Diana, but for everyone and all who will be listening to this audio dharma later recording, this is so important. It's such an important thing to practice with and to get as a part of this practice. So I am absolutely delighted you brought it up, and I'm glad the branch didn't get broken. Thanks, Diana. Kim.
Thank you, Nikki.
Kim offers, I usually just allow all the thoughts and say it belongs. Then I realized accepting the resisting is a part of it. Ah, nice. Yeah, accepting the resisting. Right. Nice. I like that. Accepting the resisting. Yes, exactly. It's wherever, whatever on top, accepting that. Lovely.
Yeah, I never like acknowledged that, you know, it was a part of my resistance. I would just say, oh, well, this belongs. But I think sometimes it didn't quite feel that satisfying to say everything belongs. And then when I realized, I think I sometimes resist accepting people for who they are or something like that. And then I realize, yeah, that actually is a part of it. Like you said, acknowledging without resistance, but I think resistance is a part of it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think what you're talking about is basically acknowledging the resistance. Oh yes, there's resistance here. Oh yeah. It's almost like making your resistance feel safe. I mean, that's another way to put
it.
Yes. Like, oh yeah, I don't have to resist resistance, that I'm not a bad person because there is a resistance, and then adding more judgment, like I'm a bad person because I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, sweetie. Oh yeah. You're resisting. Okay, good. Now I see your resistance. Great. Now I see you. Now I grok you. Now I acknowledge you.
Right.
Now, where do we go with this? Now that I really see you, instead of just trying to push you into the shadows. Now,
right. Yeah. Right. And I realize that when I mean, lots of things I would accept that they just belong, that it's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay that it just belongs. But then I realized there was like a kind of another layer.
Exactly. Another layer. Exactly. And it's wonderful to see that, this other layer. Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for seeing that so clearly, Kim, with nuance and bringing that in, because basically we accept whatever is on top. If there are layers of resistance or aversion, it's the last thing, like, oh, can I acknowledge that? Mm-hmm. So that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan offers, when I meditate in a noisy place, I feel like it is like how I used to run with ankle weights. Ah, yeah. Nice. I like that metaphor. That's great. Great training. Great training for the mind, not just for the body. Ankle weights, yes. It makes your ankles, your body stronger. Yeah. And your mind too. Oh, okay. Well, time has come for us to take our practice of allowing, meeting and acknowledging ourselves just as we are, just as we show up, and others too, and see what that feels like as we turn to our small group practice. So words might come up, no words might come up, but just meeting yourself, allowing, accepting, acknowledging yourself just as you are. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. I hope you stay. And if for whatever reason it's not right for you to stay, no resistance, no judgment. It's all good. So creating the rooms now. And let's see. Okay. Here we go. They're open. Yeah, we just have about a minute if anybody has a reflection or a comment about the meeting yourself and others in the groups, especially if you haven't spoken before. You're welcome to just unmute yourself and go.
Hi, Nikki. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ollie.
No, we had a very good discussion. It was nice to talk to someone in Australia, someone in the US, and me a little bit in the middle in Singapore. But it's funny how we can, it's easy in a way to acknowledge things, but to accept it's much more difficult. That's what we realize also. And sometimes to accept something painful as you, with a bit of joy sometimes, or it's something we have to work on. That's all I was, that was an interesting fact that we talked about this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ollie, for bringing up the nuance and what actually is, acknowledging, yes, and this idea of acceptance. What is it about this idea of acceptance that also can allow for joy and really teasing apart the nuances and what it actually means? And what you bring up makes me really reemphasize that this is a practice. If it was easy, if it was just ta-ta, then it wouldn't be a practice. It wouldn't be something that we would be cultivating as a part of our practice of joy and metta and kindness and all that. So yeah, you really brought that up in what you shared about your group conversation. Thank you. Yeah, fantastic.
I just wanted to add what came up for me. I found very interesting. I practiced acceptance for a long time, but I never before associated it with tolerance. And in fact, tolerance is part of acceptance or vice versa. Tolerance involves acceptance of other people and their right to live the way they do. Mm. No matter how nuts I might think it is or not. Or,
yeah.
You know, associated with events and, difficulties in life. But it's also about the people in my world.
Yeah.
The way they live. My job is to accept them as they are.
Yeah, it's interesting that the two concepts are related, not exactly the same, not equivalent, but definitely related, because the idea of here, acceptance is accepting reality, accepting things as they are, and tolerance is similar, but with respect to people, allowing them to be, offering them their autonomy, basically. Great. Thank you for bringing that point up, Claire. Lovely. Well, it's been yet another rich, happy hour time of practicing together. And my heart always feels enriched by the practice, sharing it with you, doing it together with you, these conversations, questions, explorations, your engagement. It all makes me very joyful. So thank you all for joining, practicing, supporting yourself and others. May you all be well. May you all be happy. And may our practice support everyone everywhere. Take good care. You can unmute yourself and say goodbye. It's kind of nice to hear your voices.
Goodbye.
Bye, Nikki. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
I love the cacophony. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.